You're listening to the TSL Podcast with your hosts, me, Joe K, and my co-hosts, Becca Dominici and Garrett Biesing, sometimes Jeff Kroll, maybe we'll get Topper's body in here at some point, probably doubtful, and you, the TSL Universe. This is your one-stop shop for everything TSL, all the games from last week, some cool happenings, and some fun stories. What do we got today? Well, let's find out.
The cameo that John Dean did with me.
What cameo are you talking about?
Okay, I don't know if that's what it's called, but it's those things where you can call somebody and pretend.
Hi, Doreen.
The hell's that?
Who is it? Hi, my name's Jen. I'm your neighbor's new contractor. How are you?
Hi, I'm good. How are you?
Good. I just wanted to call to let you know that there's going to be some new projects and renovations going on over the next couple of weeks. Just wanted to let you know to just mind your P's and Q's and don't worry about it.
Who is it?
My neighbor's new contractor. There's going to be some projects going on, building a new deck, putting a new porch, and things like so. It's going to be very loud and probably hectic. Just wanted to give you forewarning.
Okay, you're talking about at the Carson's house?
Yes.
Okay, I appreciate the call. Did you say mind your P's and Q's, though?
Yes, I just wanted to let you know to just mind your business and stuff like that.
Mind my business?
Yeah, because I know you've been feuding for years over renovations, and it's just none of your business. So just mind your business, and everything will be okay.
Oh, okay, honey. Why don't you come out and say that to me?
Hey, man,
I'm
on the phone
with somebody right now.
Okay,
I'll be a minute.
Yes,
I'll come out
there
anyway.
All right, I love you. I love you.
Did you go outside?
Fuck yeah,
when I'm... Yeah, you heard me. So you can pay this person, she's on TikTok, like $40, and give them information, and she will call and fuck with your friends or
so you're just
enemies.
Like ready to throw hands with your neighbor at this point.
So here's the funny thing, this is my buddy,
I gave this to my
Ricky's
grandma.
Friend John yeah. who did this. He doesn't even know this. They did get a new contractor this week, and it is a woman. So I literally did think it was her, and she was upstairs. So I was in the driveway, and I was like, did you hear at the end of the conversation where I was like, hey Matt, mm-hmm. I'm on the phone with, because I fucking told them.
Oh, that was, okay, I didn't know
yeah.
his name was Matt.
I was like,
that's amazing.
I was like, get your contract, try to come down here right now.
He's like, why?
And they were like, that is not her. She does not speak any English. The funny thing is, I know how to speak Spanish, so maybe bring her down here.
Only when you're drunk.
Only in Indianapolis.
Were you drunk?
In Indy?
No, here.
No.
During the moment.
No, that was when I came home with my new large print book from the library. So... that happened, and it's on TikTok, and it's gotten like 15,000 views already, and like likes, and like there's like 100 comments, and they're all like, "Oh, Doreen's like cash me outside," right? And like everybody's like, "Oh, Doreen's about that life," and they're like, "We're not getting any updates because bitch is still in her driveway waiting." For her. And I'm like, "Oh my god!" And of course, it would happen like 6 days after Ricky's got his TikTok
That's
on
true.
the, and so we're at this. Shower for John
He's
Dean comparing our fucking TikToks, like I'm like, where am I? What parallel fucking universe am I on with this kid? Because it just happened that on my memories on Facebook, it was from 2 years ago, the weekend that Ricky and I both lost our cars in the same weekend. So I was like,
did you have Kias?
No, oh. We were drunk and lost our cars. Like lost them. Like I parked mine on a Friday night, or maybe it was a Saturday, I don't remember, and I parked it, and I swore I left it there because I was responsible and didn't drive it home.
Oh, that's going to be.
So the next morning, Tim had to come, you know, bring me, my husband Tim, to my car with the children in the back.
Tim is a saint, by the way.
He is. And so we pull up into the parking lot, Hartman's, and it's gone, right? Mm-hmm. And I was like, oh no. And here's Tim. Dude, where's your car? Where's your car, dude? And I was like, I swear I left it right here. It took me a little bit and one phone call, but then I remembered I did drive it to one more place before I left it.
God
so I was
almighty.
Like, it's there. It's at Ballyhoo. So I found it, right? So then that night, I get a call and I was at my cousin's house and it's Ricky and I put him on speaker and I was like, yeah, what's up? And he goes, I'm in fucking trouble. I don't know where my fucking truck is. And I said, what? And then you see my cousin and Tim both go, no fucking way. No way. You two cannot hang out anymore. And I started laughing. I was like, what do you mean? Your truck's in the garage. And he goes, no, it isn't. It's at Hartman's. I came down here. I walked down here to get it. It's fucking gone. Somebody stole it. And I go, from your garage? He's like, why do you keep saying my garage? It's in the parking lot at Hartman's and it's gone. That's where I am. I'm standing here. No fucking truck. And I go, I drove your truck home last night. I parked it in the garage. I was like, did you look in the garage before you walked all the way back to Hartman's? He's like,
I love it.
Oh, no. Dear. And I was like, oh my God. So I was like dying. I'm like, it's in the garage. Go walk back. Bye.
And welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to the TSL podcast. I'm so glad I hit record when I did. I got the whole like TikTok thing. It's all on air. It's glorious.
Beautiful.
John Dean's my loser of the week.
I thank you for falling for it. But that was quite exciting. Hi, everybody. I am your host, Joe K. I think everybody's well aware that Doreen is here.
Yeah. Raspy-ass hungover voice again.
Tito is here. When did you have the mushrooms as big as God's head?
No, I said they were as big as Scott's head.
Oh, okay.
You know?
I love it. Yeah,
he's got a nice dome. He's got a beautiful head. Oh, where, okay. I thought he was going to be here, but I don't know where the fuck he is.
No, he had something kick up. So
he did. It's all right. We love
it. It doesn't matter because in studio we have a decent chunk of the flying balls. You guys have come into the league and taken it pretty much by storm. We're going to get into everything. We have Nate, we have Jules, we have Dan, and that doesn't mean anything to anybody listening, but it means something to me because it means I remember their names. So, on that, who wants to start? Dan, do you run the team?
I do, yeah.
All right, so this is kind of on you then, so I'm going to start with you. You run the team, which means you're at least the one who emailed to put the league in. How did the team form? Where did you guys come from? Like, give me the origin story. Let's go.
All right, so the last session you guys had, my girlfriend, she's on the team Intentional Clowning, and I came to watch a couple of her games, and was like, oh my gosh, this is sick.
Wait, what's her name? Is she the shorter one with the long brown hair?
Her name's Liz.
So it's not
she's
Liz.
She's not short, that short, no. Mm, okay. But I was like, this is sick. I've always wanted to do something like it, and one of my buddies, he's on the team, Benny V, he had been talking
for... He's sleeping right now.
Yeah, he is asleep. He said he was going to come and then didn't show up. He had been for months talking about how he wanted to do something, so I was like, okay, I'll see if I can at least get a couple people. I take that back. They asked me to be on their team first, and I said yes, and then I was like, maybe I'll make my own team. I got a few people, and then I put my own team in, and it took a while. Like, it was just a bunch of random people that I got, and it ended up working out fairly well, but it was like wider. Like, I got my cousin, I got some people from my church, like childhood friends. So there's a wide range of people, and it's been pretty fun so far.
Now, were you begging people to play, and that's why you had to ask a bunch of different people, and they honestly, were like, nah,
yeah.
Weirdo, I don't, that sounds terrible.
Yeah, a few people I had to, actually. One of the last guy that I got, he said, yeah, it took a while to get him, and then we, like a week before, we went to go toss a football around so I could introduce some people together, and he shows up, and he's limping. I was like, what the heck did you do?
No.
He's like, oh, I dropped something on my foot at work. And then the next day he texts me and he's like, yeah, I was like a 400-pound machine and I fractured my foot and I have deep tissue damage. So
I just casually dropped something on my foot.
Yeah, I was
let's throw the ball around. Safe to say he hasn't
played all season.
Yeah.
Yeah, the crushed foot would probably have something to do with that. Yeah. That's insane.
Yeah, but... Yeah, so that's about how I got the team together. But Nate is pretty... He's kind of been the one that tells everyone what to do. So I pretty much only do the behind the scenes work. He's our field general, but
mm-hmm. As most quarterbacks are.
Yes, mm-hmm. Yeah.
That's true. So I guess he handed it off to you. Nate, did you play quarterback before, or did you just decide, eh, I'm young, I can throw things, I got this.
I've played in like leagues and stuff. Mostly as a wide receiver, actually. I didn't play in high school or Little Loop or anything growing up. I always loved football. I got one kidney, so I was never allowed to play mm-hmm. any contact sports. But yeah, I played in the Game On League a couple times. Again, mostly as just a receiver. But when Dan asked, like, we've played football together a handful of times, just getting a group of guys together to go, you know, play on a Saturday.
Fuck around.
Yeah. Time. So when he asked me, I was like, yeah, that would be sweet. And then obviously you put the team together, and so far so good.
Just so you know, your teammates just found out you only have one kidney. Yeah, they both looked at each other like, what?
I knew. It's crazy, though, because he played rugby, so I don't understand.
Well, I played rugby after I was 18 years old, and they couldn't tell me I couldn't play contact sports anymore.
Ah, there you go.
One of my best friends growing up, Jay, he only had one kidney, so when we started playing, like floor hockey or, like, travel stuff, and they're like, you can't do it. They're like, if something happens, it's curtains for you. And he's like, he like tried everything to barter with them, and they made him wear like a homemade foam pad for like the first 3 weeks. Yeah. And he's like, oh, they're not here. So they just, after that, he just stopped giving a shit. But I can see why that would. He's like, my one is just as big as your two, so yeah. It's fine. So
the doctors were like, I could play, but there was like obviously the risk that goes with it. My mom was just like, yeah, absolutely not. My dad tried everything to convince her to let me play, and she was just not having it.
Dad's like, come on,
yeah,
he's gonna have a blast. She's like, not my baby.
He'll shake it off. I'll give him mine. He always said that. He's like, I'll give him mine.
As a mom, I am okay with her decision on that. I would probably be the same way.
But he had the backup. I love it. Your dad's like, I got one. It's fine. It's cool.
I would be the backup too, but yeah. Still.
I'm lost. You played rugby?
Yes.
Yeah.
Wait, hang on a second. Where is the kidney no contact rugby? I'm fucking losing my mind.
See, we got to write things down.
The mushroom is kicked in still.
When I was about, like, when Little Loop starts, like, what, 5 years old?
Okay.
The doctors were basically like, hey, it's probably not smart to play. My mom was like, yeah, you're not playing. Okay. So from five until I graduated high school was absolutely no contact sports. No football, okay, no hockey, okay. No lacrosse. And then I think I was maybe 19 or 20 and a buddy of mine was like, hey, somebody asked me to play rugby. And I was like,
okay, so yeah. Post 18,
once his mom couldn't say no,
okay, I got you.
Once I didn't have to go to the doctors to get a physical to bring it to the nurse's office to sign up for
a
sport.
I got you. So you didn't grow up playing contact sports, but now you're like, fuck it, let's go.
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay. All right, my guy.
You know what? I like having this insider information because now when we sack you, I'm just going to aim for the kidney.
Yeah, but what if it's the side one isn't on? So then you just look dumb.
Yeah, well, we'll figure it out by the end of this podcast.
Actually, you get to guess.
Not going to lie, I don't even know which side it's on. So.
You do too. That's bullshit.
No, he probably not know.
I have no idea.
Which side do you lean towards more?
I don't know. Now you got me over here like this, leaning back. I'm trying to weigh myself.
We can find out real fast. Let me just punch him in one side, punch him in the other, see what happens.
Thank you. Maybe don't threaten people that come over your house. Maybe they're going to come back now. Way to go.
I don't know what I'm doing.
Be nice. This is why people do contractor jokes with you. You're actually going to beat up a poor, unsuspecting contractor.
Poor thing.
Jules, where do you come into this? We had to wait a week for you, so you better talk.
I don't know. Nate and I talked a lot about playing in a football league. He was in one before Dan put one together, and I went and, like, subbed in a game with him, and we were just talking about wanting to play in one, and then Dan threw out an invite, and so we just joined. Nothing really more than that.
What sports did you play in high school?
Soccer and basketball.
Yeah, I knew you played something, because I've shouted you out on the podcast before. Yeah, because you're at the moves, and I'm just like, I ain't covering that.
No, you weren't.
I think the last two games that we played, she was there. There was a guy covering her by, like,
halfway
through the first half.
Oh, yeah.
There was a guy covering her, so.
Oh, yeah.
Trying to
it's a compliment.
It's a compliment.
It truly is. I know it's like it sucks, but like,
yeah.
If you're still dunking on them, like, good for you. But that's kind of awesome. I mean, I remember you guys, like I said, you showed up. Nobody knows who the hell you are. Why would we? And we're like, we should probably go, like, watch one of their games. And I did. I think I talked to you in the parking lot after that, where I was like, you guys I don't know who you guys were bludgeoning that game, but I watched Jules make amazing catches in the back of the end zone, even though there's guys who are like, 3 feet taller than her. I think you threw a touchdown, actually. It might have been to you, maybe. I don't know.
No,
do you have an alternate touch? No, because it was to a really tall guy.
Oh, maybe.
So, like, you know, playing
out. Okay, probably. And then I think I remember this now.
Just scrambling and just firing it across the field, like Brett fucking Favre, and I'm like, and it's just like dots. I'm like, wow, good luck.
It was definitely a guy who had two kidneys who caught it.
You don't know that.
Oh, it's crazy.
We actually have all of our guys have one kidney.
That'd be amazing. That's our theme. Like a surprise. But. So how has it been so far? Like, have you been having a blast? I mean, obviously winning always helps, but like, just in general, is it actually boring to be beating the crap out of people all the time or what?
No, I think it's, I think it's fun getting to, like, if we would have got thrown into like the D4 division, right? Like we've never, I think we have one person on our team who's ever actually played organized football.
Fair.
So I remember the first week we played against the Blue Ballers, and it was like the first time any of us played together, and we're trying to set up how we're going to play a defense, and everyone's like, the whole game people are asking questions like, well, what do I do if this happens and this happens? So it's been nice, kind of as like a warm-up, getting ready to hopefully move up in a division, right? But I've had a great time playing. Like, it's definitely one of the things I look forward to during the week.
Oh, hell yeah.
Oh, yeah. That's the common theme. Once you get hooked 100%. Into the league, it's like you look forward to these Saturdays.
Yeah, and you guys put a lot into it, too. Yeah. And like, there's a lot that goes into it. And like I said...
Look at what we're doing.
Yeah. Yeah, right. I've played in the Game On League before, and no shot at them, but there's just not as much effort put into that league that there is.
Right.
So.
We like to hear that. No, we don't really care. So you were just saying, like, you're just learning, like, as a team how to play together, and only one person played organized football. So are you calling plays now, or are you still just kind of like, were you winging it? Like, you're winging it, aren't you? It's all
fucking oh, fuck it. You.
For the most
part. That's winging it. Yeah.
For the most part, it's just like, all right, guys, go out there, get open. I think there's obviously been a few plays where it's like, all right, they're playing this defense. If we have this person go here and this person go here. This person's, like, one of their safeties has to make a decision, right?
Yeah, you're always sneaking somebody behind the one defender and in front of the other. I was like, they're just finding the soft spots. I mean, your people know exactly where to go.
That's honestly been, like, the funnest part is, like, we have a bunch of people who, like, have never really played football, and yet playing quarterback, there just seems to be people who are getting wide open, and we don't have plays.
Yeah.
So it's like, that's been fun for me.
So you're not huddling up and saying, yo, you do this or you do that?
Often.
No, I think we'll
probably a total of like 5 times a game.
So what do? You just line up?
Yeah, just line up and go get open.
And you are smart enough to know where to go.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's
it's been working so far.
No, that's a beautiful thing because it's more. You aren't just athletic. You are smart. You are instinctual. You know exactly where to fucking go, and you could read it.
Mm.
Good for you.
This is going to be a great hour with you, TJ. I can like already tell. I am having fun already.
A lot of yous already.
Yous guys. Well,
but I mean, I think what Tino's trying to say is the part of like that tends to happen. If like, you guys all are definitely athletes, there's no doubt about it. So you can do things like, hike. Good luck. Oh, cool. You're open. Done. I mean, that's like a lot of people can do that, but. When you start playing people who know the game, like, they can shut that down. Like, and you know, like you said, it's good that you started in D6. If you did start in D4, you probably would have experienced that or would have forced you to be like, all right, we got to learn some actual plays so we know what people are doing here. So this time it's
like... Oh, Joe, please.
It's the truth, though, baby.
We'll see. We'll see as time goes on. How did the Malone...
You literally are the person who said this, like, I think a week ago.
Yeah, it's all about the IQ, the play calling drives me nuts. Yes, when people don't know how to call plays. But at the same time, sometimes you could just fucking see it when you line up, and it's like, go to the spot. Your receivers know where to go to the spots. Because sometimes that's all it is. You just got to be able to fucking know where to go.
Yeah, and that's when it's a quarterback, when I have a receiver come up to me and be like, hey, I'm going to go here, and I'll be open.
Right.
And then it's like, okay.
And you could see it.
Yeah, and then it's like, as they're going there, I'm like, oh, he's actually going to be open.
Dude, when you're standing there, and the motherfucker, you got the dude on the outside, and the fucking dude is 10 yards off of him.
Yeah.
So you just fucking know, bing, just snap the fucking ball and hit
Tino
it.
Tino has some PTSD from his team.
It's just not, because sometimes it's like, Mingy, why do we make it so much fucking harder than it has to be? But I'm just good,
football,
for, good for you guys.
Man, you really got that. That's really hitting it right.
We did, we could obviously get into it when we talk about our game later, but I think not having plays for specific... things definitely caught up to us this week playing against the Chargers.
Foreshadowing, I like it.
Foreshadowing. Dun dun dun.
Dan, what's your favorite part of everything right now?
I like how everyone's involved for a team. That's a big thing for me, because then you don't have the people that are on the sideline like, oh, I wish I could do something like that. Like, I feel like we've been pretty good about keeping everyone involved, and no one's felt left out yet. And like, our girls have been crushing it. Like, all four of them. When they're there,
mm-hmm.
Her especially, she's been, but
superstar.
Yeah, we remember.
But yeah, and that just makes me really happy to see that everyone's involved and everyone's being able to contribute in some way, and it's not like we have this one guy we're just trying to force feed the ball.
Yeah. that gets shut down pretty fast.
Yeah.
Yeah. Everybody eats. Jules, has anybody tried to scoop you for other teams yet, like higher divisions, etc.?
No, they've just said that my team needs to hold on to me because their people are going to try.
Yeah, they'll start.
Oh, 1,000,000,000%.
You guys can kick rocks.
The thing is you can play for multiple teams.
Well, do you
want
to be a superstar or do you want to play in D6? Like, it's up to you.
I'm kidding. Makes a play on the podcast.
You'll find that a lot of girls do play on more than one, and you just play in different divisions. And Jeff Kroll's usually really good about trying very hard to make sure that they're not at the same time.
Yeah.
And so it's fun because you get to experience, you know, two different divisions and how other people do it. And
yeah.
Well, that's kind of where Breakfast
make more
come
friends.
In.
Yeah,
because I mean we don't have it this session, but usually
in the spring, right.
And sometimes in the fall, but not this time because there's too much shit going on between seasons. We have Breakfast Club, so what it is like we do a little draft league. So we have like Doreen's usually a captain. We usually have like 6 to 8 teams depending on how many people sign up, and we have female captains, and they'll do a draft and they'll just draft people. So you'll all get put on a different team. Mm-hmm. You get a cool colored shirt, and then that's how you learn to play with different people. So, like, mm-hmm. you're like, I'm going to be a QB, and you, all of a sudden you'll have a D1 wide receiver who, like, can be like, here's what you're going to see, and all of a sudden it makes you a better player. Right. And, like, it's really, really cool. So, plus it's a good way to get, like, more friends, more people in the league. Not saying that you need more friends, just saying it's just like you said, you love being there on Saturdays. Well, that just makes it even better. Before you know it, you'll be playing in cornhole tournaments and seeing what you can do, and maybe you've been there a little bit too long, but it's also a lot of fun because you're hanging out with like your friends. It's like a family reunion every Saturday at some point, so maybe that's something you guys will consider in the spring, because I think you would all be excellent for that because you have the right personalities for it already. You can just tell it's a blast. I forgot what I was going to ask next. Damn it. Oh, well. Doreen, you got anything? Come on.
Hi. What? No, nothing. I'm sorry. I was reading something that made me angry about the Bills.
What made you... Wait, about...
It was about the Bills.
Oh, they said pickles. I'm like, what the dog did you do now?
Did you know... Oh, she's covered in wax. Have you seen her yet?
I did, but... The dog? I didn't notice.
Yeah, my dog. She has wax all over her. We have... It, nothing kinky. We have a...
That's crazy.
We have like a campfire back there, and we have like this cool thing that you can like put in the ground, and it's a giant candle, and you light it. It's like a fun little torch that's out there. We did not know it was dripping wax, and this moron was like licking the wax on the ground, but while she was licking it, it was dripping on her dumb head. So she's got wax stuck all over her head, and I don't know how to get it off.
Oh, that was one thing that is. So Dan, you said your girlfriend plays for Intentional Clowning. Does she still do that, or did she jump ship?
No, she's still with them.
So when you won 42-0, do you let her know about it all the time?
All the time.
Do you have like a you should have like a championship trophy just for that.
I wish. No, she was getting a little frustrated, but I was like, okay.
Did you catch a touchdown over her?
I wish. No, I sprained my ankle actually on the first play. Yeah. I forgot about that. He threw me the ball and it went out of bounds, and I literally took like 2 steps off the sideline, and my foot went in a hole, and that was very fun. But I ended up going back in like halfway through, and I sped walked a touchdown. So that was
you did.
Yeah, I forgot about that. Touchdowns.
Literally, yeah. the play before, we were like, Dan, we don't think you should be playing, and he's like, no, I'm fine. The next play scored a touchdown. We're like, ah, whatever, fine. You can keep playing. You're fine.
Oh my gosh.
So this is the part. I think we're just gonna get into the game so we can get rolling, right? That seems like the right moment. You're just spaced out. Oh, because there's a bug in here.
Yeah, there's a moth.
So, Jules, as is tradition, when we always try to have a female guest, they get to read the scores. So, can you read the scores from 10 o'clock?
Sure. All right.
Can you read?
Yeah, I learned. Okay, so we have Frodo Swaggins, 51, and Sticky Bandits, 30. Am I just reading all of them?
Just everything at 10 o'clock.
All right, got it. Can't Touch This with 44, and Scared Hitless with 6. Whew. Cunning Stunts 52, Wanderers 41, Three Tutties 39, TMA 26, Blue Ballers 76, and Puck Bunnies 10.
Yeah, so Blue Ballers did what 76? They do.
Yeah.
Oh, wow. That's wild.
That's crazy.
Well, didn't you just beat them like the week before? Because they came out of the show.
Oh, yeah, faced Blue Ballers.
They were supposed to come
on. Oh, no, wait. Who did they talk shit about? They talked shit about beating the Chargers and lost. When they were on the show, like 2 weeks ago, they said
they played the Chargers next week. Yes,
and then they got
the Chargers
dunked on.
Took right. School, yeah.
I was gonna say, oh, they're so mad because you guys beat them, but my brain doesn't know what it's talking about. Either
it's
way,
it's too many balls. That's
76
the other
points.
Thing.
They're fast.
Blue
Barrows, and tall,
falling
and
balls.
Bunnies.
Balls deep. I can't figure.
I was talking to Maddie She throws for the Puck Bunnies, and she's just like, we're just short. Like, everybody is 5'4". You know, it's great to have the all-girls team, but you need one or two taller ones, you know, cover some of these dudes. Like, how are any of them covering him? Like, what are we doing here? But that's okay. They're having fun.
Well, if he's speed walking, they'll be able to do it.
Yeah, they don't know how to kick him in the ankle, apparently. There's that. What else? Cunning Stunts 52, Wanderers 41. Sal was thrown for this game because Wanderers had the number one seed clinched. So the Stunts just came out and won. Can't Touch This remembered how to score points. So that was really cool. Scared Hitless apparently completely forgot how to play football, which is what they said, for the record, because I talked to George, and Jordan reffed our game afterwards, and he's like, yeah, I had just a shit game. What are you going to do? Three tutties, 39, TMA, 26. I didn't realize you lost to three tutties, Doreen. What the hell is wrong with you?
You can shut up.
That's the one thing I can't do on this
thing.
You can
shut your mouth.
Well, why don't you tell me what happened? Give me your excuses.
I'll tell you.
I'm listening.
I was crabby. I was very
crabby.
That
makes you better.
No, it doesn't. Not this. I was going on 3 hours of sleep. I was a miserable bitch. It
you
was
should make better choices. You ever think of that?
Awful. It's just awful. I don't even know what to say. First of all, we didn't have our quarterback, so
every time you guys seem to not have a quarterback, it was very.
You guys got a pretty good quarterback too.
I know, and he's usually great on D as well. So then that doesn't help because you know now we don't have him on defense as well, and like our best defensive player has been out all season. With a thick hamstring. So it's just, you know, the same old shit where if you can't get the core group of people there all the time, that's tough. And we get in our own way. It was such a good game. Tutties they stayed in control. They stayed calm. We're out there like we're the 22-year-old idiots that, you know, don't know what they're doing. Go on, get open. Like it was just, and then, you know, we start doing that thing where like, because you can throw it deep and it works one game out of like one time out of three games, we just keep pushing it and it's like and the amount of times that we're like just dink and dunk and just, you know, and
take what they give you
and it just does not happen. So that was unfortunate, but also I ended up pulling myself out of that game. I was so miserable and so crabby.
I like and that like, you were sick of you. You're like, I'm getting even, me out of here.
I got off the field and stood there and I went, I don't even know what I'm doing with myself today. Like, I was just so mean. I was going on like 3 hours of sleep and I yelled at Alex. Like, you just don't yell at Alex.
Poor Alex, man.
I
can't
know.
Believe you did that to him. See what I'm saying? Yelling at the referees.
But, oh no, actually, I will say this. So I yelled at him and then, because he said that the reason he blew a whistle, but then the play didn't stop dead, and he was like, sorry, nobody else stopped playing, so that's why I'm not gonna call a penalty now. I'm like, that's not how this works. I was like, if you
get him,
blow the whistle,
get him, Tino.
I was like, it's a definitely. So I was like, fine. And then I just stopped, right? So he came up to me after. Yeah.
All
right,
so go on.
So he came up to me and he was like, see, that's the way it is. You get mad, you yell for 1 second, and then you end it. I'm like, yeah, exactly. But then afterwards, Val caught a ball, and the first tag got missed, and then she got tagged on the second one, and Carly was like, I have the second tag. And then Alex was like, no, she got tagged over here, but there was no whistle. And I was like, well, by your standards, you said that if the play stops, if people stop, then you'll call it. But nobody stopped, and she kept running, and everybody else, you know. And he was like, Doreen, she was tagged. I was like, you just didn't blow the whistle that time? Like, I was like, what the fuck? Like, so then I was
yeah,
just
you
like,
need to be taken off.
I was like, I'm removing myself from the situation right now because I'm crabby.
I love it.
So
Corey from Three Tutties did say, shout out to Kyle Schroeder for balling out. He had 2 touchdowns and a ton of catches. Aaron Morris had a nice long catch for a touchdown. And John had a pick for the 4th straight game. That's pretty cool. Good for him. And then last but not least, Frodo Swaggins 51, Sticky Bandits 30. I have to assume Sticky Bandits didn't have people.
Correct.
You said Kroll texted you or something?
No, Garrett did. But yeah, he said that, yeah, we put up 51, but they weren't at full strength, including missing Mike Thomas. So that didn't feel quite like a real win. But he said, shout out to Kisak, who had a great interception and return for an 8-point girl touchdown to start the second half. The play of the season was Jeff Kroll intercepting Josh Snyder, though. Josh is now 0-1 on the season and one interception. He should be ashamed of his QB career. And Garrett wanted to also point out that male MVP for D1 should be Chris Bourne, and if you don't vote for him, you simply don't know what you're talking about.
I love it. Okay, Jules, what happened at 11?
All right, we got Eyes Downtown, 33, What a Dump, 12. Jabronis, 51. Gray Hair Don't Care, 20. Bullet Club, 45. Buffalo Vice, 36. Interdimensional Lightning Falcons, 49.
Nailed it.
Earthquakes 14, the Chargers 32, and Flying Balls 24.
All right, we'll get to you guys. We'll whip through the other ones
quickly. I just want to say that Jeff
Lightning Falcons.
Yeah, we usually just call him ILF. Jeff Kroll did give me notes as well on the sticky game, and I just wanted to also put it out there because he mentioned that B QB'd for them.
Oh, that's right.
Because of Mike Thomas being out, and he said that basically he did not want it. Like, be thinking, like, the reason they lost was because of that, because he said that they played they played the last month mostly without Brian, Drew, and Quentin, all of whom have been injured, so it was all our old guys doing their best out there. So please mention it wasn't B's fault we lost. We just didn't give much to work with, and Garrett was awesome. People always tell me how they're afraid to play D1 because we're all supposed to be assholes, but there isn't a nicer team than Frodo to play against. They were all super nice even when they were crushing us out there. So I didn't want to miss those notes. Sorry.
No, continue. You nailed them. Very proud of you.
Continue on with the 11 o'clock.
Jabronis 51, Gray Hair Don't Care 20. Not much to say here. Jabronis have been superstars this season, and Gray Hair's been whatever the opposite of that is. Eyes Downtown 33, What a Dump 12. Again, not too much of a surprise. Eyes Downtown is the best team in D1, not named the Legends, and What a Dump kind of fluctuates all the time. ILF 49, Girthquakes 14. You said Kisak gave you something about it?
Yes, Andy and Buddy actually gave me information on that. So I will read Andy's first because it was funny. Andy Kisak, front runner in TSL Defender of the Year, has 4 interceptions in 2 games from 4 quarterbacks. Apparently felt that was important to note.
He'll never win an award with Jeff Kroll running the league. And he knows that. It's not happening.
Well, he's making a strong play for himself here. A pick 6 at the start of the second half from Garrett, an easy interception from TSL's bad boy Matt Keita. A lucky pick. I'm just reading it.
Just do the fucking roost, Andrew. Stop fucking around.
An easy interception. Oh, I already said, I just guess I wanted to say it a second time, from TSL's bad boy Makita. A lucky pick after swatting a ball thrown by Scott Klusman. A game-sealing interception thrown by JT at the end of the Girthquakes game. ILF manhandled Girthquakes with Steve, Rob, and Jeremy all recording 2 touchdowns thrown by Buddy Lee. And then Buddy Lee says, oh my gosh, wait a minute.
Are we supposed to be doing this, sending stuff in for the game?
Honestly, you don't have to do shit right now because I know you didn't watch any of the games, so you don't really have to worry about
it. No, I'm saying like for our game. Are
you
we supposed to
You're doing it next. When you're going to tell me about your game, yeah. What do you mean?
Like, people are sending stuff
in. Like when we play, we text.
If you want to, absolutely. We will always encourage it. It's not required at all, but if you want to help us out, please do.
We love, on Mondays, we'll send, like, a reminder text to, like, the people that I have their phone numbers, and I'll be like, any notes you want to say? Because we feel guilty because we can't watch all the games. We're playing in them, and so we can't speak to them. So there's so many where we're like, yeah, so this one scored more points than the other one, and, like, that's it. So,
but it also helps the podcast not be 3 hours long.
Yes, it's true.
But obviously, if something cool happens, let us know. I think every, like, we say for the podcast, I know the articles that they put on the site are always like, hey, email and say shit about what happened so we can talk about whatever. So
go ahead, send it in. Why not?
Exactly. Mm-hmm. Well, you know why? Because I think Jeff sends like an email out to the captains and says like, hey, you can do this, and then they don't tell like their players, and the players are like, I had no idea. It's like, well, then your captain didn't tell you.
I didn't know we got emails.
I didn't know we got emails. It's crazy.
This is amazing.
Sorry. We're learning so much.
But.
So for ILF, Buddy says, we were just in cruise control and didn't look back, firing on all cylinders, and everyone played as a team. But the game didn't mean much, so no. Just was a very laid-back game.
They were fine, and Earthquakes aren't very good. It is what it is. And then, all right, Bullet Club 45, Buffalo Vice 36. We played them in the first week of the season, and it was a game where everything went wrong, where I think we threw 4 interceptions, and it was a terrible way to start off the year. This time around, they threw 4 or 5 interceptions to us. We just kept picking them off, and we had a pretty decent lead going into half. We actually called a timeout with 1 second left in the half because we were right on the goal line, and we tried a no-look thing. It would have put us up, I want to say, 3 scores, and one of their dudes on the team completely read it and jumped the route and took it the other way and ended up scoring 6. Whoops. So that made it closer than it really needed to be, but we just kind of handled things there. But Vice is always a fun team to play against. And again, Kayla Mason is so fucking good, and people forget that, I think, sometimes. She's ridiculous. She just keeps doing, the stuff she does, the plays she makes is just, I think it still goes unnoticed, even though we talk about her a lot. So shout out to her. But yeah, we got a win. Yay, go us. I love it.
Did Dylan quarterback?
Yeah. Yep.
How does his hair look?
What'd you say?
How did his hair look?
Oh, on point, you know that.
Well, because it's been, maybe a week and a half. The signs of a good haircut, Joe, are if it looks good when it's grown in.
You clearly had fantastic lighting for it.
Oh,
so.
Thank you.
All right, let's get into it. The big, big matchup in D6, the Chargers 32, Flying Balls 24.
So mad
24 points. You guys would score that in 4 minutes sometimes, and it took a whole game. Who wants to talk about this utter, utter disappointment and failure first?
You want to start, Dan?
Sure. I guess I'll take it.
Nah, I'll go for it.
Yeah, it was a really good game. They're a super good team. I guess it might have been you. You were saying that they missed a lot of people a year.
Yeah.
It was one of the first games.
Last couple weeks, they've definitely missed some people. I know that.
But they've definitely lived up to the hype that we'd been hearing about them. It was a pretty close game. We just ended up making a few mistakes here and there, and it ended up costing us. But it was pretty close until the last, 2 minutes? And
it was the same score the entire second half until the last 30 seconds. Oh.
Yeah, well, they scored right at the end, and we had 6 seconds. And we put Nate at wide receiver and tried to have one of our other guys bomb it, and didn't go well. But
maybe if you called some damn plays.
It definitely would have helped.
Do you feel because you kind of made mention of it earlier when we were talking about it, if you had more set plays to call, do you think that would have helped here?
Yeah, I think we got down the field, for the most part, pretty well. I think we had a total of 4 drives stall within 10 yards of the end zone. 3 came in the second half. There was, and then 2 of them were our last 2 drives, so we actually finished off the first half very well. Ended up scoring a last second girl touchdown to put us up. Scored the girl touchdown, got the 2 point to put us up. And then, the second half, it was we kept driving and driving, but we just couldn't get in. And our defense was really holding up, which was awesome.
Who was the girl touchdown?
Emily.
Yeah, Emily. She actually had the week before, because she wasn't here the week before that either, and she had 4 touchdowns last week. She's been killing it with Jules being out, stepped up, and has just been playing
what
amazing.
Up 1B.
Yeah, so so she's been great. But yeah, so I think our last 2 drives in that game ended up in a dropped ball in the end zone on the 6th play, and then I threw a terrible pick at the end of the game.
You can own it, though.
It was probably as far as, even looking back at it, I think we had the 2-minute warning. It was our second play of the drive. We were 15 yards from the end zone.
Yeah, we had just picked it off and gotten there.
Yeah, picked it off, should have sealed the game. Honestly, we didn't even have to score. We could have used their timeouts and probably left them with 10 seconds left if we went through all 6 plays. I tried to force it to Emily in the end zone to seal the game, and their guy just went up and made a play. Went up, one hand grab. It was a great play.
Yeah.
But they really were. That was probably easily the funnest game we've played all season.
Mm-hmm.
And
finally
they were,
had some competition. Yeah,
they were, so the answer from earlier is yes, they are getting bored with you guys.
But they were yeah, really good team. And they were super cool, too. Like, even talking with them afterwards, they were like, yeah, that was definitely the funnest game we've played.
They're essentially in the same boat. I mean, they showed up and just kind of, like, took the division by storm, too, you know?
Yeah, I think so. Definitely having plays as far as, like, once we get closer, because once you get closer, there's less room to just run around and find open space.
Right. That's what I was trying to say.
That was really, that was killing us. And usually I'm able to kind of scramble around for a little bit until somebody gets, either the defense gets tired and one of our guys get open, or somebody just, like, finds an open hole. But the two girls they had rushing, they were quick. Mm-hmm. Like, both of them were pretty quick. So they were definitely got my cardio in on Saturday. Usually I don't because I play quarterback the whole game. But I was definitely getting my cardio in Saturday. But yeah, I think we definitely, like, shot ourselves in the foot. But that's not to take anything away from them. Like, they also played a great game. So
if you play them, honestly, when you play them again in the D6 championship, you're going to beat them?
I think we have a good chance. Again, it came down to a last second score, and again, just a really bad read that I had. I think our team played great, had some people playing just out of position and stuff like that, but I think, like, it was our game to win, and we kind of gave it away at the end. But I mean, I'd like to say we're definitely going to see them in the championship, but the Blue Ballers are not.
Yeah, they,
like,
put up tons.
They're a good team. We played them week one, and we only beat them by one score. So, and now that we have the second seed, it's most likely we're going to end up seeing them.
Oh, true.
So definitely want to make sure we're not looking past them to the Chargers.
Sorry. But you good?
Yeah, hopefully we do end up seeing them again in the championship, and there's hoping for a different outcome this time.
Fuck them gym class heroes.
That's pretty much what it needs to be, though, is that stupid when you get in the red zone, you need to maybe, like, figure out a couple red zone plays.
Yeah.
Because, like, if you see something quick, because that's kind of where it is, like, you can do the quick, like, hike, you see that, you know, a player has, somebody's giving them too much room, you just hit them on a quick slant, they get over, they catch it basically at the goal line and score. But if everybody's not on the same page with that, then, like you said, you're just running around a whole bunch, and if somebody can
and
chase
then it's
you,
just then and then it's just people just running back. Like, I'm running back and forth, and everybody else is running back and forth, and the defense isn't moving because they're playing a zone, so they don't really have to move. But it's like, I don't even have the time to, like, when you have a play, it's like, you know where this person's gonna be. When you don't have a play, it's like, I can't tell when you're gonna be in between the zones. So trying to hit somebody when they're in between the zones is tough when you don't know, one, where the person's going to be because you don't know what route they're running. And two, when they're going to be there. So definitely having some plays. And I was talking to, I think it was the quarterback from Eyes Downtown.
Oh, Bobby.
Is he recruiting
here
first?
Here we go.
No, I actually asked him because I seen he had a wristband. I was like, hey, like, do you guys have plays?
sir, yes, he does.
And he was like, yeah. And I was like,
he didn't invite you to his clinic?
I was like,
it's two practices a week.
Oh, for real?
Yeah.
Yeah, no, we're not doing that. But yeah, I think it definitely would be nice to just to have some plays just so when we get down there, it's like, and even like trying stuff out, like, hey, like, I think it would have been nicer to try it out earlier in the year, like, hey, when we got down here, this play usually works, but this play doesn't work. And then even having like different plays of like, hey, we're struggling to get down the field, like, we have this play to beat this coverage and this play to beat this coverage and stuff like that, I think would be really beneficial.
Mm-hmm. Well, you'll get there. Again, like you said, this is the first go around. You've only played 8 games total together. I mean, you figure it out, but it would be nice to maybe have one or two of those in your back pocket because you might need them in the championship game. Plus, you guys wear purple, right?
Yeah.
And they were like light blue.
Blue, yeah.
How's that mesh well for you?
It wasn't great. It wasn't great, but
I always think that's like a big disadvantage, especially if you're going to be a quarterback that's running around a lot and you're trying to see something out of the corner of your eye.
Yeah.
Like, I think if you should get everybody to have a different color, that's just like the
everybody should bring a backup white jersey.
Yeah, something that whatever color is the opposite of blue at this point. Yeah. Orange? Fuck it. Like, color wheels. Let's go. But hey, again, nothing. I mean, you guys still had the most points scored in the league. You had the least points against. I mean, you finished second, but like, whatever. I mean, you played a really good game. You lost. That's fine. It happens. Better to get out of the way now, right?
Yeah.
So, pretty rad. Jules, what happened at noon?
All right. We have unit haha 30. What a dump 28. Passing while intoxicated 46. The Malones 24. Balls deep 58. Blitzkrieg 22. Bridget and Quidditch 42. Stir the sauce 18. And intentional clowning 38. And select at 12.
Really? Bridget and Quidditch, Dunks on Stir the Sauce. They must not have had Wrestler Dan rushing Bridget, because that seems to be the thing to do now, is just rush the really, really tall guy
at her. Oh, she's going to get mad at you again.
I don't care. She doesn't have to play. She's not playing next week, so it kind of works out, because we got to play that team. Yay! Anyway, so I didn't
gonna,
know that until today.
Who's going to QB then?
I think they're making Lexi do it, because it has to be a female.
Has to be a girl, yeah.
And I don't think she's ever thrown before, so.
That should be fun.
Should be, yes.
Is that an all-girls team, too?
No, actually, this is it's a female quarterback all the time, and she has a you know, it's like a regular team otherwise. Gotcha. But that's but because she's the quarterback, they can have players who maybe should be playing in a higher division two down, because obviously they're, you know, she's just learning how to do. She can fucking sling it, don't get me wrong. I don't think there's a sport she's bad at, honestly, but they kind of just were like, all right, well, I think they're calling it a reverse gender team, but it's really just a team with a girl throwing. But yeah, either way, like, it's fucking cool.
We've had those.
Yeah, I know. Like, I Pitter like had Ray throw many, right, many times. It was super sweet. So.
And Kelly from Gucci. So
yep, exactly. Cool. So okay, it's basically that. So I kind of love it. Balls Deep put up 58 after, you know, suffering their only loss of the season last year, or last week last year. Blitzkrieg only put up 22. I don't know what that's about. I feel like they're a little bit better than that. Unit AHA gets a win over What a Dump in a close one. Whatever. It's just middle of the road D1 shit. Who cares? PWI 46. The Malones 24. The Malones are losing a lot of games lately. I don't know what the fuck's wrong with them. Doreen, you said Buddy gave you some notes, though?
Yeah. He mentioned that this game was actually for the bye. So it was.
Oh, shit. It might have been.
Yeah. So it was heated. Great.
Holy fuck. Malones don't have a bye. That sucks for them.
Yeah. Bum. It was a great game by both teams. He just said that they were just in a really good groove, and Malone's unfortunately had a couple hiccups early, so they figured it out, and then it was more of a back-and-forth game. As usual, PWI's girls played great, and all the guys contributed with a great team effort. It will be nice to have a week off and time for some people to get healthy before the playoffs.
All right.
And I know they did not have Ricky, so they, you know, didn't have a Ricky full squad either.
Ricky, what a bum. Intentional clowning
38. Is that a baby shower?
Was he really?
Yeah, we were at the shower for the dude who got the friggin' the cameo thing for me, the jerk.
What was it? This is a combined man and woman.
Yeah,
baby shower.
It was one of those.
Man and woman.
Man and woman plus child.
That's a little. Missing football for a fucking baby shower. Mingo.
Wow.
What if it was his kid's baby shower?
It wasn't.
Oh, no,
but the baby showers for
don't
the woman.
Don't put that out there.
Because what's the new man one is the diaper parties.
I mean, it's not really new. I feel like it's been around for a long time.
How long has that been a thing? Because I've only known
quite some
about
time,
this for like a few years.
Yeah, longer than that.
It's so lame. Like, really? It's a male baby shower.
Yeah, but it's more fun for you guys, because all you have to do is bring a thing of diapers,
yeah,
and then
Target,
you sit and
like,
drink.
I'm in Target like a jerk off, fucking. which friggin' diapers do they want?
No, Pampers and Loves.
I mean, I think I did buy them. I think I did buy Pampers.
You can just buy the Target brand, actually.
Whatever.
Especially if it's for a boy.
I'm looking at the box, like, what is this? Like, I don't even. What?
So stupid, man.
just call it.
Intentional Clowny 38, select 12. Corey QB'd for select, apparently. He said, we got out to a good start with two touchdown drives, but then I threw a couple of picks, and the offense just didn't click after that. Intentional Clowny's a solid team that doesn't make a lot of mistakes. So,
yeah, select said they didn't have any. They're you know.
Well, Mark got hurt.
Mark's so out. Sin was out. TT was out. So
is Mark the older guy?
Yeah. That's not. Cool. He's not older. He's seasoned.
Why can't he be both? Do you know anything else about the game, since your significant other plays on it?
Oh yeah, I was watching. They were playing really good, actually. Yeah, like there weren't really a lot of mistakes. Mike, their one guy, he's the taller guy on their team. He had two crazy catches. Both, I think, were for a touchdown.
Yeah, tall Mike.
A defender went up and like got a hand on it, and he ripped it out on both of them. But yeah, it was a pretty fun game to watch. The other team ended up calling it quits like 5 minutes into the second half. So they. Intentional conning. Two of the girls ended up leaving, so they were left with two anyway. So it ended up working out, but yeah, they're definitely a fun team to watch.
Fantastic. 1 p.m., Jules.
All right, we got Unit HaHa with 41, Free Ballers 32, Two Tutties 39, Cobblestone 6, Puckett All-Stars 25, Mike's Detailing 15, Ready to Retire 43, Come From Behind 34, Pit Hurray 26. Oh, not so sticky 19.
That
threw me off.
That
threw me off.
I keep reading these in my head. I'm like, yeah, wouldn't pronounce that.
Kind of funny. Like that.
Corey wrote in about the two tighties game. They ended up going 8-0 with this win over Cobblestone, 39-26. First half was tight. I think it was 13-0 at the end of it. The offense woke up in the second half. Shout out to Alex D for some great catches and touchdowns. It's different when he catches the ball. Good for him. Good work, Alex. Can't wait for you to bitch about that when you listen to this later. Anyway.
And apparently Garrett hurt his calf for that game before the game even started.
We haven't had a third injury yet.
He literally said, I heard it while walking to the porta potty. Mm-hmm. And
I forgot he did that, actually. That's really funny.
And Al hurt his hammy in their Frodo game, so they were short. And I know I wasn't playing, so they were probably short girls. But they put up a respectable fight, had one of our players quit before the game.
Nice.
Which... oh, that's lame. I wonder who that was. Mm. Got to give tons of credit to Two Tutties and the amazing season they had.
For sure. Puckett played Mike's detailing. They ended up winning by 10. Good for them. Another good matchup there in D4. And then Ready to Retire outlasted Come From Behind. Good for them. Pitteray 26, Not So Sticky 19. Easily the biggest win of our not the best season. That made us go 3-5. We were up by 1. With the ball and with 2 minutes to go, and they had all 3 timeouts. So the only thing I told people not to do was score. Do not score because they're going to use their timeouts, get the girl plays out of the way so we use all 6 downs, take the full 30, run the clock out, win the game. Mm-hmm. Scored on the 3rd play.
Oh.
We threw a bomb. And
nobody listens.
The kid who played our team, Jason, he's a sweet boy. It's his 4th game. He just got gloves. They're bright pink. He's really excited. And he went to go catch it. And he said by the time he corralled the ball, he looked down and was like, oh, shit, I'm already in the end zone. Because he remembered not to score. But he was like, I should catch the ball first. He just didn't do it the right way. And that's fine. And then I texted Kroll today, actually. And I was like, because Kroll was outside on him. And he just kind of blew by Kroll, which he should do anyway. But I'm sitting there, I'm like, Jeff, did you let us score? He's like, absolutely. He goes, I asked one of the guys on the team, Evan, to let you guys score immediately so that we would have all of our timeouts and all that. And I was like, but I already told them not to, even though obviously we fucking did. But
see, these are things that we're learning, man.
Right. Well, this is where the IQ thing comes in. It's like, fuck. It just became this like mental chess thing. If we didn't score, he steps out at the 1. Like, they have to use their 3rd timeout, and there's probably only 1.5 minutes left, and we have 3 downs. So we could theoretically full 30, full 30, full 30, even if there's 1:40 left. Oh, cool. We switch. You guys get your ball at the 1. We're taking our full 30. You can't stop the clock. It's over.
Was it this also the game where Ricky pegged Garbaz?
Yes, it is. So, like, that was the one thing. Like, it was good to win the game, but Ricky playing is kind of bullshit sometimes.
Yeah.
Because Ricky's really, really good, and he's a quarterback, right?
Yeah.
But motherfucker doesn't even throw the ball. He just does this play where somebody else takes the pitch and then gives it to him, and he just runs around like an asshole. And it's like, all right, well, that's not that fucking cool. You know, he's not actually throwing the ball. He's not doing anything great. He's just, oh, pitch it to me so I can run around. And, like, that's where people go, well, what the fuck are you doing here then? Like, if you want to be there to play quarterback, go play quarterback. But he's really just doing it to scramble and show how athletic he is over people in D5. That's what.
First of all, he's the most geriatric 32-year-old I've ever met in my life.
That's because of his very, very poor choices. He's like a young Doreen.
He has like 2 horrific knees. I mean, honestly.
Like a young Doreen.
In a two-hand co-ed touch football league, running plays don't really work, you know? So... What's he getting, like 10 yards when he does that play?
He'll run away. He'll act like he's going to throw for a minute, but then it's like you can't just not cover the receivers, so it's like a whole thing where people are still covering, so they just go deeper, and then before that it's just like, all right, cool, I'm going to just zip by your rusher because not in D5 you don't always
have super
fast
rushers.
So what you're saying
is they're doing well because of your bad defense.
I mean, we won the fucking game, so keep trap shit, lady. But jokes aside... No, it was getting other people. I don't give a shit, to be clear, but I understand why people get, like, upset about stuff like that.
Yeah.
Like, and the thing is, like, they ran it once in the first half, and I remember they literally, Jeff had said, we told them we were going to run this play once, it's fine. And I'm pretty, and Jeff has been like, let's not run this the whole time, because then we look like assholes, and you know, it's my league, let's not fucking do that.
Mm-hmm.
But when they were down, they were like, well, we're going to do it more, because now we got to, you know, try to win the game, so... It's fine. I mean, whatever. I can just see how that can be misconstrued by what about, you know, when other people start doing that, and it's like, well, then that kind of takes it away, you know, like.
I mean, Garrett does that a lot.
Exactly, but he's definitely old and broken, so that's a whole different thing. But yeah, no, the game was super fun, and it was good to get the win. I think I had another point for this, but I can't get there anymore, so I don't care. All right, Jules, let's talk about 2 o'clock. You can actually just say the 3 o'clock score, too.
All right. We got Legends 56, Mavericks 24, Practice Squad 31, Degeneration X, Y, and Z 24, 4 Tutties 29, Sticky Laces 7, Irish Giants 31, Raw Milkers 10, and then at 3 we got the Powerpuff Girls 58 and Mike's Detailing 28.
Well, the Powerpuff Girls woke up in a big way, 58-28 over Mike's Detailing. They had a couple rough weeks there. I think they lost 3 in a row, but they get the win when it mattered.
It was the Minion outfits.
What? They wore Minion stuff. That's right. I forgot about that.
So they got hyped up because they were the fucking Minions.
Yeah, they do a costume-themed game every session, so that was this one. Because they've been the Powerpuff Girls. They've been... I don't remember. Disney characters?
Remember when they... Remember. When they
Disney, Maddie was Mojo Jojo one time, painted her face green. That was awesome.
Remember when they dressed up as quarterbacks of the league, too?
Yes.
Yes, see? That was a good one. Yeah.
My favorite was whoever it was that was, like, slathered in white sunscreen because they were Bobby. Yeah. I'll never forget that.
With the bandana, yeah.
Yeah, and the wristband.
Let's see here. Irish Giants 31, Raw Milkers 10. Tino, what happened in your game, bro?
Ryan Kane calls good plays. Put it on a shirt. That's all I really got to say, bro. Well, that and they didn't have their – Scott was out. Scott plays quarterback for Raw Milkers, but he's like, let me not worsen my fractured foot. So, I don't know. We just did what we had to do. There's really not much to say there, Joe.
Fair enough. Corey chimed in about the 4 Tutties game too because, you know, he knows about everything Tutties. He said, I subbed for the 4 Tutties. I opened the game with a pick, which was followed by a girl touchdown. Ryan Miller was slinging it, and the defense had 4 picks total. A weird note for this game. For some reason, Kyle wasn't playing quarterback because, quote-unquote, it didn't matter for the standings. And he did a shrug, so whatever. I don't really know how to really respond to that anymore. Anyway, Legends 56, Mavericks 24. Legends just keep winning. What are you going to do? That's what they do. Practice Squad 31, DXYZ 24. Really close game. Practice Squad gets their second win in a row. So after having a slow start to the season, they I don't remember if they were 0-5 and they've won their last 3 or whatever, but either way, they're roaring into the playoffs, and that's kind of what you want to do. Let me double-check something here. Boom. Yeah, cool. We're coming up on an hour. So that means let's move on to our winners, losers, all that other stuff. So we'll do winners of the week. Like I said, we'll go around the room. You can.
We're only at an hour?
Yeah, only. I don't know how.
Not on. Wow. That fucking mushrooms got me fucked. I took that shit. Bro, I took that shit, man, before noon, I think. But it's just,
is this your winner of the week, the mushroom?
Sure, why not? No, it's just funny how time friggin'.
It's whooping him right now.
I'm not even high off of him anymore, man. I'm high off that joint. But no, it's just funny how time works. You know what I mean? Like, how is that only a fucking hour? Mickey, I feel like we've been here for a long time.
Godspeed.
Some of us have been here longer.
No, it's good. The mushroom slows you down, the mushroom. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, no, I don't.
Okay.
No, I don't know what you're saying.
Well, time is only an illusion anyway.
Oh, that's true.
That's true.
I need to explain that one to me.
That'll be a separate podcast for that.
Yeah, that might be it. Doreen is your winner.
I don't know. I'm going to go with Alex, actually, for putting up with my fucking crazy ass on Saturday.
Well, that's fair.
Yeah.
Wait, no, no.
Yeah.
He's your winner after he was calling some bullshit.
He called a bullshit play, yes, but he also didn't freak out when I was freaking out and being
fair.
A bitch.
Well, he's the best in that way.
Yeah. He's a sweetheart. I felt bad.
Fair enough.
There we go.
All right. Dan, you got a winner of the week?
I don't know. I don't really know too many of the games.
That's why you can just pick whoever you want.
You can pick from your own team, too, if you want.
I'll give a shout-out. There almost fight broke out in our game, so whoever broke that one up, I'll give it to. I don't know who it was, but I'll give it to them.
It was not between the teams. It was between one team and a referee.
Yeah, okay. Thank you for clarifying.
Was it Warren? Or was it B? It was B.
It was B.
It was B, yeah.
Ooh.
And he was getting real snippy back. I was talking to him after. He's like, I'll get up and say, I don't care. It was funny.
I'm pretty sure I could have sworn he said they were related somehow. But I think it's just the one guy that he's cousins with him or something like that, right? So maybe it's like maybe it's a family affair.
I think Warren. Well, I've heard. I think Warren is his cousin, or at least they just
call no somebody on the Chargers.
On the Chargers? No, oh, friggin' is it Miles?
Miles. Is it Miles? DJ.
Miles.
Something. Miles.
Miles is his brother, ain't it?
Yeah.
Where he said
bees?
That.
Bees? No. It's not bees, brother.
Radio. Well, he's
that's
no,
Jeff.
No, I know his brother. No, but he says my little brother is his cousin or something.
Yeah.
Whatever. Okay. I love it.
He's fucking said that.
B, let us know. Let us know what happened. We want the tea.
Jules, you have a winner of the week?
I wasn't there this week, so I don't know if I can speak.
Make it up. It's fine. Talk about somebody on your team that you think is fantastic. Go.
I'm going to shout out Emily. If she's been doing so good, I'm hearing. So give a little shout out to her.
There you go. Yeah, you got anybody?
Can I do two? Is that allowed?
Do whatever you want, man.
All right. So first I'll go the two girls who were rushing for the Chargers. Definitely gave me a run for my money. Had me running around all game. And then a guy on our team, Jonah, had a couple just really good plays. There was one play he made all offensively. I think we were like probably maybe a yard past midfield and on a sixth play. Threw a ball to the corner, and he, like, just got his feet in, reached all the way out of bounds to grab the ball. Insane play. And then actually saved a touchdown at the end of the game, too. He got beat deep, but he recovered very well and, like, made, like, a diving, tipped the ball. Like, it was just a really good play, so he had a really good game.
Fantastic. My win of the week, I'm going to go with somebody from my own team. I'm going from Bullet Club. We've had a guy on our team for 5 years now, question mark? Nate, who... He started playing, I don't know, he might have been illegal back in the day. He was like 20, 21, whatever, so he wasn't of age, but it doesn't matter. And he just was like, you could always tell he had like the raw talent, and you're like, let's just keep, you know, teaching him how to do things, et cetera, et cetera. And he's just really, really, really come into his own, and he plays amazing on defense. Like, he used to be a quarterback for DePew, so like, we're like, maybe he's going to be our quarterback of the future. That never transpired. It didn't matter because kid can ball, and he makes some amazing defensive plays, and he's still playing on like a sore Achilles. So we're like, don't push it too much because we don't need you to go snap, snap. So, but I just want to shout him out because I think he's had a pretty good career arc, and I just like seeing him getting better and better. It's pretty cool. Doreen, who's your loser of the week?
I have two. I usually can't stand when like we have people on the podcast and they name themselves as loser of the week because I'm like, oh, that's such a cop out. Like, actually name a loser. But like, no, seriously, I was such a loser on Saturday. Like, I hated how grumpy I was. So I'm going to get a better night's sleep this week and I'll be a nicer person. But I also did want to say that I don't know who it is, but whoever it is on Cobblestone that quit mid-game, loser.
There you go. Yeah, you got to quit before the game even starts like Doreen did.
I was at a baby shower.
Yeah. how fucking cool you were. All right, anyway. Tino, who's your loser of the week, bro?
Majority of the league, bro, for how dead the bar was, dude.
Well, wait a minute. You were there till 8 p.m.
I was there till 7:40.
So, okay. Mr. Time is an illusion. I was there at 7:40.
He thought he was there for 24 hours.
Yeah. Tito's still there.
You fucking missed a good one, too, man.
I'm sorry. Was it a baby shower?
Me and fucking Taylor Pagano were boxing.
Oh, yeah. She gets feisty when...
She gets real fucking feisty.
Yeah.
Brother, do not fight her.
I fucking fought that bitch.
No, you didn't.
Yes, I did.
You're still standing. No,
didn't. Please, Joe. You should have seen me, man. Because I kept telling her, too. I'm like fucking Roy Jones in this bitch. Fucking caught her and shit.
No.
I've seen her wrestle.
Oh, shit. You missed out, Joe. You're talking that bullshit.
I fought her. It was the most amazing dragon.
Yeah, she tried to fight. She called me. Yo, she caught me too, bro. Every time I hit her with a good shot, she hit me with a good shot, bro. She caught me behind the fucking ear on the one joint. I'm like, okay, motherfucker.
But like she didn't shank you.
Was this with tortillas? Because I know that happened.
No, because she was upset because she had to put her dog down.
Bobbing up.
She had to put her dog. So she's all upset. So you know we're all chilling. Because my winners, by the way, fucking me, Mike from Wanderers, Sydney, and Taylor. Because we shut it down. But anyways, motherfucker. So, you know, she's all upset and shit, da-da-da. You know, and she gets freaking aggressive and shit, right? So she likes to fucking, you know, she starts to get physical, right? So I'm like, go ahead, you can hit me, I like it, go ahead. And freaking, and then she's trying to fucking grab me and shit. She's like, shit. She's like, I weigh more than you, guy, da-da-da-da. I go, okay. I had to start giving her some of the strength. You know what I mean? And I'm like, go ahead. I'm like,
fuck. I'm glad you're here to talk about it.
So I'm like, shit, let's go, baby. Come on. So, you know, I mean, it was all love, Joe. It was all love. I know she needed it. She needed a couple slaps. It's just, it's, you know what I mean?
She needed a couple slaps. Say that maybe better. But anyway.
I need them too. No, you know what I mean? It was all an act of love. You know what I mean?
Jesus Christ.
Love is weird like that, bro.
I guess so.
She says, she's like, thank you. I needed that. I'm like, I know you did. That's why I was here.
To be fair, she would have said that. So that's accurate. Dan, do you have a loser?
Just waiting for you to be like, say hello to my little friend.
Probably the handful of people from our team that decided they didn't want to show up for the game of the season pre-playoffs.
Boy, hate to see that. Leaving the country to not play the most important game, it's pretty rough.
Did you guys already discuss who will be there for playoffs and championship week?
Yep.
Yeah.
Okay. Wait, actually, who's going to be missing the first round of the playoffs?
Have them sign fucking contracts.
Who's missing the first round of the playoffs?
Me. Oh!
We know Nate's loser of the week. That's fine.
I changed my answer.
Nope. It's recorded. You can't change it. It's over now. Jules, you got anything? You don't have to say anything you don't want to.
You know, I'm going to say Nate because I'm hearing he threw a pick at the end of the game, which cost us. So he's the loser of the week. Were there a couple picks there, Nate?
There was one in the first half, one in the second half. But you kind of just took mine, so now I got to...
Yeah, I wouldn't let you talk about yourself. Go ahead, talk shit about it.
I'll do it, yeah. And it's just the pick at the end of the game. Now that even like listening to you talk about like... the like clock management and all of that. We really didn't even need to. We could have ran our six plays and honestly took in all the time off the clock. We didn't even need to score. Looking back at it now, I'm like, oh man, it was just, the more I think about it, the more I'm like, man, it just keeps getting worse. So, and it definitely cost us the game. Like as soon as they picked it, they went right down the field to score with like 6 seconds left.
Well, at this point, it's Monday. Compartmentalize it. Get rid of it.
Yeah, come on.
It'll be gone by Saturday.
That's what matters, but learn from it. Realize in that situation, if you know you got enough time and make them waste their timeouts, just put the girls all the way on the outside, make them run 10-yard stops, and throw it 40 feet over their fucking head. Gender play. Do it again, now you're going to get your next four. There's no reason for you to really go that much. It's a little tip. That's an actual play. You're going to have to call that, though, so good luck to you. You got this.
Like 10 right arrows.
You'd be surprised.
Do you have guys like I was thinking too? Do you have guys who just like if they don't have a quick rusher? Do you just have guys who just run in the backfield for 30 seconds?
Definitely have had that in the past. We've had like Matty Ice was notorious for that. Travis did that all of the time. There were some, I guess you'd call them scrambling quarterbacks. Joey Bats could do that for a time before he got old.
Buddy,
I mean, Buddy does it now where it's like kind of like how you do it. Where you're like, oh shit. Nobody's open. I'm going to just, you know, Mario Starman.
So you got to run this way. Nobody's open. They got to run back this way. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So you basically got to look, and then, you know, you know the rush is coming, so you got to do a cool spin move, and then they got to fucking see if they can cut you off, and they just keep built. I mean, some of them chase you for eternity, but.
No, yeah. The girls on Saturday, they were relentless.
But that's the other thing. If you need to kill time at the end of the game, and you're, like, by midfield, just run backwards and just avoid.
Yeah.
Because eventually they have to come get you, and then just kill all the time in the world. Like, just think of it that way.
Mm-hmm. Hey, good
morning, Coach. Okay, little Lenny over here.
Appreciate it, Coach.
All right. As for my loser of the week, I'm gonna go with Evan from Not So Sticky, who made me really fucking pissed off during our game with his bullshit ass hard tags. I don't know what his deal is, but he was kind of a dick face on the field and just like shoving one of our guys, tagging him real fucking hard out of bounds and fucked up our dude's wrist. I don't like that. He was in. Because, like, I work with all these people, so he was, like, taped up today, so that pisses me off. There's another one where he fucking tagged too hard and kind of pushed somebody to the ground, and I started screaming from across the field because he was on the other side, and I was like, this guy's a fucking asshole. Like, I was ready to cut a pretty good promo on him because, like, one time, cool, shit happens. Oh, you're just a fucking dick right now. Cool. And it was enough to where, like, I said something like, Ricky, I'll give him a shout-out, where he's like, I know I'm taking care of that. Like, I got this because that's fucked up. And they took care of it. Of course they took care of it because that's what they do. But
I was also going to mention that because you're like, oh, one time, but you're talking about just one game. But I have heard that from other teams.
Yeah, maybe
previous the
fuck
games.
Out.
So that is a consistent theme with him, and that he's one of the people where I will be on the sidelines yelling, two hand touch, just touch.
Yeah, get real, bro.
It's a bar league.
Good for you. Everybody loves you. Good job.
Damn gym class heroes.
Boom. All right, so here we are. Final thoughts. Again, this can be whatever you want it to be. I'm sure Tino will take us on a ride, but we just Doreen.
Hi.
Please give me your final thoughts.
Yes. Just a reminder that voting is now open for all the fun votes.
Yes.
Oh, sorry.
I got time.
Well, I'm here. You know, you're going to vote for your D1 through 6 male and female MVPs and quarterbacks, and you can vote for, like, you know, underrated, you know, defensive players. But my personal favorite is best at the bar. So that one's always been a favorite. You know, be careful with your votes. Really, really think about who's actually still there at 7, 8 o'clock at night.
Possibly 7:40.
Maybe 7:40, exactly. Maybe you left, and when you left, you said goodbye to Garrett from Cobblestone. So I'm just putting in a little plug there. But so, yeah, just a reminder, because that, again, what you guys said earlier about, you know, we do so much more for the league. We have our I always want to call it the holiday, but it's the league
banquet. It's our gala. It's the best thing.
Yes, the league banquet. It's the, like, first weekend in December, sometimes second.
I think it's going to be the 5th.
The 5th. Mark?
He's got to sign the contract, but basically what...
Friday.
All right, hold on, real quick. New people to the league. Do you have any clue what the fuck we're talking about?
Nope. That's We've what heard I was, about it, yeah. But
so
have
the
no
banquet
idea
is essentially... I call it the wedding without the wedding. We go somewhere. We basically... have our little awards gala, give out everything we were just talking about. Which, by the way, did you know you had an email from Jeff that showed you the playoff schedule?
I'm about to say,
then,
look at the email.
That's how you get the playoff schedule? I was going to ask about that, actually.
So you have an email that gives you the playoff schedule.
I'm going to look for this
And
now.
Then in that email is a link you're supposed to give to your team that can vote
so they can
on
vote.
People in the division that you right. think should be nominated for some of these awards. You know, there's probably a couple people on your team who may or may not be sitting here right now that you're going to need to vote for. So, or at least, like, let them know that they should be nominated, because we don't know everybody's names. We don't
it's
know everybody.
It's from Jeff?
Jeff Kroll.
Yep.
Jeffrey Kroll.
I haven't had anything from since August.
So
check your junk,
like,
folder.
Like, refresh.
Or
like, nobody's emailed you in,
like,
in 2 months.
From Jeff.
I love
yeah.
it. So,
because it's a big one. It's actually one of those things where you get to also, like, hobnob with everybody and get dressed up.
Yeah, I was gonna say, like, we're talking like it's dresses, suits, like, and dancing. Like, we dance for hours.
It'll
like,
dance.
It really is like a wedding. Yeah, but it's a lot of fun, and it's also, like, you know, holiday feel vibe to it too. Mm-hmm. And you get to see everybody with, like, makeup on and not looking like
instead
shit.
Of like, yeah, like this.
This.
I knew you're, I'm beat you to the punch.
This.
I have all my makeup
gestures
on.
To herself. Yeah. But yeah, it's a good one. And like we said, this is what you vote for, and then they give out the awards and everything like that too. So it's very cute.
Super fun.
Yeah. And it's food and booze. I mean, it's like $50 a person.
Yeah, it's like I said, it's like going to an event.
Yeah.
It's
and
really
it's,
cool.
You get drinks all night and
I don't know where we're ending up this time. He's finalizing.
We usually try to end up at a place where you can get a hotel room.
Yes,
too,
as
so
somebody who
want.
Constantly gets a hotel room with these things.
Yeah.
On the league. Yes. Thank you. Thanks, honey. Yeah, that's definitely the way to go, because then you can just have a fucking ball the whole day. Alrighty.
Oh my God, should we do a podcast?
Lenny did it. We did that one time.
Remember
we did the one.
Oh, Gala.
We did that before.
Oh.
We have some shown tapes from back in the
probably
day.
Unhinged too.
Yeah, Cookie Monster was involved as well.
Oh gosh, damn.
Womp, womp. Tito, winner of the week.
No,
what
final
thought? Final thought.
Thank you. You think you took the mushroom?
Nobody thinks that right now. It's definitely
as I was laying in my yard today.
Like a starfish on your front lawn.
Oh, it was just
neighbors are like calling 911.
Mouth open, tongue out. Just
No, I mean, I feel like I've been through a Shakespeare drama in my own mind. Just sitting on the grass.
Oh, God.
No, man. The greatest comedy and tragedy in life is that life never ends.
Yeah?
So, yeah, it is.
We're perpetually in motion?
Always.
Like it just goes on.
Yeah, you can't take yourself out of the game because the game is life itself, man. The game don't stop. You know what I mean? So that's why I like, huh?
Put that on a poster.
No doubt. So that's why I like our league. That's why I love it, because it gives all of us an opportunity to sustain life. You know what I mean? And it feels good sometimes to fucking look a motherfucker in the eyes like, let's go. And then it's nice too.
Even if it's a woman.
Yes. And it's nice to be able to get that energy out and then go be compadres at the bar. You know what I mean? But fucking, yeah, this league sustains life. So, yeah, man.
Bust. And actually, it really does, because we have so many, like, relationships that come from it, and babies are being born because of it.
Yeah,
so
can confirm.
He's not far off.
No, that
in
is
his mushroom-induced state of mind. He's pretty on target.
He's had TSL marriages.
Oh, heck yeah.
Yeah.
Many.
Very much so.
Also TSL divorces.
Those probably get messy. The same team?
Yeah, especially when it fucks up teams.
Yeah. Yeah, that's a thing. Dan, what's your final thought, my friend?
I think it's sick what you guys got going on. You keep saying it's like, oh, it's just a bar league, but the effort that you guys have been putting into this is super fun. Like the whole banquet thing, didn't know that's this thing. That's sick.
It's but, the best.
Yeah, I just think it's awesome that there's so many people that are putting so much effort into making this thing possible, and I just want to give that a shout out.
Mm-hmm. Thank you, brother. Thank you.
Sweet.
All right, Jules, you're up. Give me your final thoughts.
Second what Dan was saying, it's just been fun. Like, I grew up playing football with my dad and my brother, so anyone who knows me, like, if there's a ball around, I'm throwing it around. So it's been fun throwing touchdowns, catching. I tell Nate, like, just toss it up and let me jump and catch it. So it's been a fun time. I've enjoyed it. I'm excited to play again in the spring and even, like, playoffs and stuff. So that's all I got.
All right. Nate, what you got?
Yeah, we've had a great time. I definitely appreciate what you guys just putting everything together.
Thank
and the time and energy it goes into this. We've had a blast. I think a majority of our team is going to be coming back and playing in the spring. And
I love that a lot of the new teams have been wanting to come on the podcast too.
Yes, that's
Like I love that. So I like that's a shout out to you guys who are like, we're new, we might feel uncomfortable or weird or what is this? Like, we just started, and you know, but you're like diving right into it, and that's what we want. Like, because we're bequeathing this. Okay, we're old.
I'm sorry, what does that mean?
Dying. Like giving it to the younger people that are coming up. Gotcha. And then when they're the ones who are like living for it every Saturday.
Yeah, we got a pretty bad track record of people like in charge of the league staying alive too long, so we need new people to keep coming in.
Yeah. I think it's cool seeing teams like, I think they said one team's been in the league for like 10 plus years or something like that.
Oh,
like,
that's me. Like my team. I think I've had bullet clubs since 2015, 16? Easy.
Yeah. I think
I mean, I was in the league before that. I mean, Doreen was in there, what? You were here in the 70s.
This is my 25th year.
Yeah, but you've been on like 4,392 teams, too.
Yeah. Wow. It started as one league. It was called Mile. Then it got split, and that's where Game On came from, and then Topper took it over, and then it became TSL, and so I've been involved with it from
Doreen
Mile.
Doreen's been passed around many times.
1999.
Cool, I just started high school, old bat. Anyway, I love it. But jokes aside, I mean, like, to kind of jump on what you're saying, first of all, thank you guys for coming. Like, this is what's important. Like, having new people on the league, you guys get it. You love the league. You're all personable people. Like, I'm glad that I got to meet you today. We'll hopefully chat more. Come back on when you guys win the championship. Because the last podcast we do is anybody who wins a title can come on and talk about it. It might be 4 hours long, but who cares? Everybody fucking earned it, you know?
Yeah.
So, yeah, you're right, though. Like I said, that's what we try to do. That's why we have the banquet. That's why we have Breakfast Club. That's why we have voting for people who might not be recognized, because realistically, how many people have you met outside of the three of us right now? Like, a handful, you know? So, like, maybe you're not getting the votes that, like, you guys kind of deserve, for sure. And just, that's just how this works. So, like, I do appreciate you guys saying the nice things, child. Because we do our best. And I know Jeff...
There's a kid back there. It's not her kid.
Fantastic. Random children. I love it.
Sorry.
But Jeff does his absolute best to make this as great as he can. I do everything I can do. That's why I get, this is my little portion of it where we get to talk about it on a podcast. And like I said, we've had a lot of new people on it, and I hope that we continue that trend because that makes it better for everybody.
Mm-hmm.
I know we're working on getting it more out there because some people don't know that we have a podcast. Some people don't even know that we do website articles or whatever the hell else is going on.
Some people aren't checking their emails.
Some people
found it in the spam folder.
There it is. Ooh, told you.
He's got you blocked, Jeff Cole.
Play two.
Play two.
Okay.
Yeah, I got those with that, but it's fine. So that's kind of where I'm at with it. Like I said, because I guess that's kind of my final thought is just the. It's awesome that it's playoffs, but it sucks that it's playoffs because.
Yeah.
In 2 weeks. It's a wrap, right?
Yeah.
And then until the next thing
April.
We have no, until, well, until December when we'll have our banquet, and that's like the see everybody again thing. And then we do have a winter indoor league that we play at Sportsplex in North Tonawanda, which is super fun. So we do that too, and that's super fun. Okay. And then, you know,
those are Saturday nights.
Yes, unless something changes along the way with them, but it should be a Saturday thing, and it's just like that's another way to like meet people, have a good time, and just rock out and. You know, that's the only way we try to, like, make it happen during the winter, because if not, like she said, we're waiting until April.
Yeah. Is there, like, a team limit on that thing? Like, for the indoor league? Or is
what do you mean by team limit?
Like, can anybody join? Like, yeah, if our team wanted to play?
It's not, there. All right, so if you brought your entire team, there is a decent chance that you will play against D1, D2 teams, but you're gonna learn some shit.
All right, that might actually be good for
you. But you're also able to, like, hey, maybe people don't want to don't, like, because this is what I was. So for me, I have had my teams for eternity. Just children popping around.
I'm going to start playing whack-a-mole.
I literally, I kind of
love it. You're allowed to do that if it's not mine.
Like, for me, I love it. I personally always take, like, I always, because I've run Bullet Club for so long, I have Friendship Club, which is the thing where it's like, all right, here's somebody cool that I don't get to play with when we're, can everybody kind of, like, gets into their team, so that there's not a ton of team jumping. So it's like, all right, I'm going to play with these people that I don't normally get to play with, so I'll do it with that, or when we have our wine tournament in the summer, like when we play at a winery. I don't even know if you guys know if we did that, but, because, yeah, this is our first session, so they probably didn't know about the wine tournament.
Mm-hmm.
Which, ironically, is where the Chargers came from, because they played in that, and they're like, this is sweet, we're going to go play in D6. So
yeah.
I guess there's your enemies formation story. But.
And then Breakfast Club in spring.
Yep, Breakfast Club is huge, too, and that matters, obviously, so it's just like...
Movie.
I like to play with different people, though. So
exactly, you are
so
you too
make
young
friends,
to know
do
that
more
movie.
Things, so it's always cool to do
it's
that.
It's timeless.
So I'll take, like, people from everywhere and do it that way. But some teams still stick together. Like, it's perfect for you guys to stick together and just be like, let's fucking learn shit. Even if you lose a bunch of games, who cares? It's right. Literally, like, you're basically just like, all right, we're going to start playing this game. Also, let's play it on the hardest all-matter mode of all time sometimes.
Mm-hmm.
Who cares if you get smoked? You're going
to
be better when you come out of it,
right.
You know? I don't think the mics picked up the sup brother, but that was fantastic. All right, that is the best way to end this. So again, guys, thank you for coming on the podcast. I
appreciate
can't
you having us.
Properly yeah, explain how much it means to me having you guys here, but it's really cool when new people are like getting into this shit. So good luck to you. Because again, once it gets a hold of you, I mean, look what it does to you. So with that said, thank you everybody for listening. The playoffs are this week.
Fucker.
That's fucking awesome.
Check your email for the schedule.
Captains,
don't be like Dan. Don't be like Dan.
Is there.
Yep. Guys, I love it.
Get
thank
your
you so
votes
much.
In.
Yeah, vote for people. And again, don't just vote for people on your team. If you know there's a good player on a different team that you think needs to be shout out, shout them out. Let them get nominated. Let other people be like, wait, who is so and so from this team?
Oh, and I remember this from Jeff Kroll last year. He said a lot of times people will say things like, she's that girl, the one on that team, looks like this, and that's okay. They figure it out.
No, it's a tall hat guy in the green on D4.
Yeah.
Yeah. Tall hat guy. Throw
it's like,
him.
Try to get a name, but otherwise, try to get as much info as possible if you want to nominate somebody not on your team.
Exactly. So that's about it. Again, thank you, everybody, for being here. Thank you, everybody, for listening. We will see you at the field, and fuck it. Good luck in the playoffs, everybody. Bye.
Bye.
Bye. Bye.